BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott. On today's podcast, some listeners come out as fans of Selena Gomez. It's not as hard as you might think. Chris needs to find a disco by this weekend. Dizzy Rascal drops by, and Real or No Real with Sarah Cox. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Charlie's been on. Stop trying to bring everyone down to your level, Mills. Do you feel lonely being the only self-confessed pop princess?
Do you know what? I'm not quite there yet, I don't think. I don't think I'm in a position quite yet to say that I really like the Selena Gomez.
Like you were with Pitbull.
Like I was. That took a while, though, as well, didn't it?
Hello, Hugo.
Hello.
Do you love Selena Gomez track?
I do. I love her.
Are you getting a lot of stress from people, though?
Yeah, just some guys at work.
What are they saying?
That she's a terrible singer. She can't sing.
Not true.
They don't mind her acting. I just say she's good and her looks, but they just don't like her singing at all.
Well, they're wrong. It's a good pop song. Right, this next person doesn't want to be identified. Hello, Horatio.
Hiya. How you doing?
I'm really good. What do you want to say to me?
Well, no, I'm just a little bit annoyed. It's a really good song. I don't know why everyone's hating. It really is. It reminds me of, I don't know if you remember Holly Valance, sort of old sort of pop music. It's just a good song. It doesn't matter. I don't know why people are so worried about the meaning they like it.
I'm proud.
A week.
Do you know what, though, Horatio? Not everyone's hating. I think it's just some people are a little bit ashamed to admit that they like it.
They're just worried about what people will think.
They're in the closet, so I think.
Yes, they are. And they need to come out of that closet.
No, that's the thing. It's unusual. I'm a heavy metal fan, but I tell you what, it's still a good song.
Okay.
Good to hear from you, Horatio. This is My Big Thing from Selena Gomez. And if you didn't like this on Monday or yesterday, right, give it another listen. I promise you, you will like it more by Friday. It's going to happen. Amelia listening in Bath with her exams over saying, damn, I've been so secretly obsessed with this song and now you're making it publicly acceptable. Wahoo! Someone who's been in Florida where it's on like every hour, that's Tom. And now I've had to change this person's voice on the voice changer. So ashamed are they of liking that song. Hello, caller.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Now, what would you like to say this afternoon?
I'd like to say, as much as it ashames me, I'm a massive fan of the Selena Gomez track.
You're a fan of the Selena Gomez track, so you're wanting to come out.
I am, yeah.
Is this why you've put his voice through one of these voice changer things, or is this actually his natural voice? Because I'm slightly worried.
No, I've put him through a machine that changes his voice so he can't be identified.
Right.
What's your job, please, caller?
I'm a sales rep.
What?
I'm a sales rep.
You're a sales rep, okay. Whereabouts?
All over the country.
All over the country?
Wherever the sales.
And what do you think your mum or dad or rest of family might say about this?
I'd hope they'd be understanding.
I hope they will be understanding as well. When are you thinking of telling them?
I'll go try an apple on Monday.
Oh, sorry, hang on. Go on.
I'll go try an apple on Monday, so I'm going to request that you record them and ring my mum at the same time.
No. Hang on.
Hang on, I think I've got your setting wrong. Wait there. Something about Iron Apple.
Yeah, I go try an apple on Monday.
Right, so you're going to tell them before then?
Well, now I'm going to request it in a club.
So while it's playing, I'm going to ring my mum and tell her.
Is it me, or is his voice changing a lot throughout this?
I actually don't know how to work this in this new building.
It sounds like it's broken.
Is that Chris in the background?
What?
Is that Chris in the background?
No, see, I can't understand you at all now, I'm sorry.
Is that Chris in the background?
Is that Chris in the background? Yes, it is, yes.
Tell him the interviews are so funny.
What?
Tell him what?
The interviews are so funny.
No.
Say again, hang on, we need to change your setting.
Sorry, I'm trying, hang on. Yes?
Yeah, the interviews are so funny.
Oh no, this is an actual voice.
Where are you travelling to today, mystery caller?
At the minute I'm travelling to Cardiff.
Hang on, this has gone wrong.
You might as well tell us your name now.
It's John.
Are you in the car at the moment on hands-free?
I am, yeah.
In your truck. Okay, wind down the window for me.
Right, down.
Right. And just shout, yeah. I love Selena Gomez. Come and get it.
Well, I'll get the guy next to me to watch me do it.
Do it.
I love Selena Gomez. Come and get it.
How did he react? Oh, hang on.
What, something wrong with me, actually.
I'll let you go. I didn't really need to get this sorted.
We need to fix this.
All right, good to speak to you, John.
That was very good.
Love you, bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So you've got a problem about this weekend.
Okay.
We're saying this.
Got a situation.
Right, this, can I just say, I've just heard about this and it is so, it's 100% Chris.
I'm really concerned that the people involved are going to be listening, but I'm going to go for it.
Explain.
So, it's my mate Dicko. Now, anyone who saw that Mila Kunis interview might remember me talking about him. It's his wedding on Saturday.
Oh, the one that you invited her to?
Yeah, the one I invited Mila Kunis to. Now, it's his wedding on Saturday, and he's asked if I'd like to DJ at it.
Yeah.
So, of course, I was like, yep, yeah, brilliant.
When did he ask you?
A while back.
How long's
quite
a while back?
Quite a long time ago.
Months ago? Sure.
Now, it's got round to this week, and I've suddenly gone, oh, wedding's this Saturday. Now, I didn't realise how hard it would be to... I've got to provide the kit and everything like that.
What, so your decks, your
decks,
mixer, all DJ mixer?
Lights.
Oh, wow, so you've got like the whole mobile disco set up to bring.
Yeah. So I've got to try get hold of that now. I've left it a bit last minute.
It's Wednesday.
So now I'm
trying... When is it Saturday?
Yeah. So... I'm worried that I'm going to disappoint him on two fronts here. One, Mila Kunis is not going to be at that wedding.
Do you think that's the only reason you've been invited?
I think so. And two...
He's your mate, though.
And two, I'm not 100% sure I'm actually going to be able to DJ at it. So I'm now trying to think of alternative performances.
Just borrow... Borrow someone's dog and just do an act. People love that now. Look at Britain's Got Talent. Just bring a dog.
And how's that going to work for the first dance?
Just tell it to dance and they're like, oh, sorry, he's not in the mood today.
I've got a piece of paper here and it just says first dance ? Then alternative performances with the thing. And underneath that, I've just put stripping ? As in, is that a possibility?
Just go, well, yeah, just buy a banana and some squirty cream.
I'm
a policeman's hat.
I'm desperately hoping he's not hearing it.
Did someone call the police?
What else? Or do I just plug my phone in? But all the same,
I've seen people do that.
Really?
Yeah, just plug your phone in, like the little plug socket.
I'm just concerned.
It will work, but it's not really what they had in mind, I don't think.
No, and I feel so bad because I spoke to Amy, who's getting married to Dicko, and yesterday, and you know how it is, she's very excited about the wedding and wants nothing to go wrong. I couldn't tell her that.
But you've just said it on here.
I know. Well, hopefully it won't get back to them anyway. Any other ideas for alternative performances I can do would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Or just someone that maybe does have some mobile disco equipment. Yeah. This is happening. National Radio 1. KTV. What's the latest on the mobile disco front?
Few people suggesting I just use torches, which isn't actually a bad shout.
Just a laser show, but where's the music going to come from?
Probably the phone at the moment.
I wish disco was still used as like an everyday word.
Hang on, didn't you used to be a mobile... Can you deliver me kit to Chester?
I don't have it now. Or?
No?
Like, if you'd hooked me up when I was 15, all good, I could have lent you everything you need.
Yeah.
Like, if we knew each other then, I would have been able to give you, like, lights, like a rope light, two decks, speakers. You'd have to carry the speakers yourself. They're very heavy.
Have you managed to get in touch with Swedish House Mafia about borrowing the...
They've gone quiet, so I don't know.
Because that would have been good.
You could have borrowed their gear, and they don't need it anymore. But I want that for my sets.
Imagine that. Imagine going completely the other way. Lasers...
That's not
going
to happen. Vicky's got a dog you can borrow if you want. If you tell it to say please, it stands on two legs and wiggles its paws.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Dizzy.
What's going on, mate?
How are ya?
I'm all right, man. Everything's looking lovely, man. Song's out, single's out, me and Robbie going crazy. It's doing really well as well.
Did you write that in his house or you went to his house or something?
I wrote it in LA with a guy called Tim Anderson in his studio. Then we went to record Robbie's part at his house.
In LA?
In LA, yeah, again, at a separate time.
He's got a very big TV, hasn't he?
We didn't go in the TV room. We're just in the studio room.
Did you not go have a look around? Like, if I was in his house...
We went down to the garage and saw...
All his art?
Yeah, there's a few art pieces and the cars.
Yeah.
And he's really into trainers and hats and all that. We swapped a couple things. Yeah.
Did you? Did you do swapsies with Robbie Williams?
I had a hat that we swapped. And he gave me a pair of trainers for. And then when he came here this week, he gave me another hat. A Ravers hat. See, like Raiders, but it said Ravers. That was cool. Right.
So is this something you're going to do a lot? It's almost like celebrity car boot sale. Yeah. I quite like it.
Remember the Jumble sale?
Yeah.
I say, you know, you're real if you went to the Jumble sale.
Now, Chris, my friend here, has got a bit of a business idea for you.
Yeah, so I've got this, what I've started doing is these tuxedo t-shirts.
It's for people that don't like dressing up, Dizzy. I just want to get your view on it.
But it's like the idea of dressing up.
I can kind of.
It's a thing where, like, let's say you've got to go to a smart event, but you just can't be bothered to wear a shirt and tie. So this could, I mean, if you like it, if we get the, you know, kind of endorsement from Dizzy Rascal, this could fly.
Have you spoken to Peter Jones or
this is a
we're trying to get hold of Deborah Meaden because she's our kind of dragon.
There you are.
So what you see
I've
there...
I've seen something like that before, though, to be fair.
Is it not... Well, a few people have said this isn't actually... This has already been done in several places.
So it's a T-shirt. Yeah. We'll put this on Facebook and Twitter again now. A T-shirt, but it's got...
Have you copyrighted it already?
A bow tie and lapels.
No, but I mean, you could be my USP with this, really.
As worn by Dizzy Rascal.
Yeah.
Would you ever wear that?
No.
But that's the thing. Well, no, he's being honest here, because that's the thing. He's got the money. He's a successful man.
You don't need to pay for it. If there's an event coming up, like, I don't know, like you go to the Glamour Awards or whatever else, they'll give you a suit.
They'll give you a suit?
With big things like that they want you to be seen in their clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why in the new video you're on mobility scooters? You're just looking after the future? So you'll get a free mobility scooter.
I love what you just did there, the way you just tied that in. Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
What's next, a walking bath?
Yeah,
stair lift.
Yeah.
You've got to think of it. You've got to think in like 50 years' time. They're going to be free mobility scooters, so many that you can't handle.
Them things are a bit nippy, though.
Are they?
I did learn.
What was your maximum speed?
Good question. I don't remember what the actual speed was, but I remember that when I actually... learned, there's a dial on it that makes it go faster. Like, it then kick out a bit, yeah.
Now, what with him offering his T-shirt business to you and you politely turning it down, you must get people offering you those kind of deals all the time where they want you to wear something or they want you to endorse something. What is the one that you've said, absolutely not, I am not putting my name to that?
Like a lot of them don't even make it to me.
Do they not?
But we had a little one where we had... Was it Dirty Stank t-shirts or Dirty Stank hoodies for little dogs? I still got a load of them in my garage if anyone wants any.
Send them to Robbie. He's got loads of dogs.
Yeah, he's got loads of little dogs. Like that. He has, actually.
And what about TV shows? You must get offered a lot of those and you just go, no. Like all the reality ones, I bet you've been offered them.
But you
probably don't even get to hear about them because once again, they don't make it to you.
They don't even make it to me. No, I'm not.
Because they know what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'm all right for now as far as reality show. I'm still very much just interested in the music. I almost don't want to be famous in a way. I like being popular with my music out there. Obviously, you've got to brand yourself, put yourself out there so people associate you with the music. But other than that, I'll try and keep a backseat.
New album's coming out soon.
Yep, on the 1st of July.
Loads of things happening on that as well.
Right, I'm proper excited about it. So we've got Robbie Williams, will.i.am, Tiny Temper, Jesse J, Sean Kingston, Angel... Sounds like a smash hits compilation or something, isn't it? But
it's like, a lot of stars.
It works as a body of work. I'm really excited about it because I've always put out singles, you know what I mean, since I've been there, but I've always taken pride in making actual albums and really concentrate on the flow of it, how it moves as an album. And it's just banger after banger, man.
One more thing.
Yes,
what about that? Was there a campaign to get you to be Prime Minister or something? What happened with that?
After Newsnight, the infamous Newsnight thing. Yeah,
right. It was a while ago now, wasn't it?
It was a while ago, yeah.
It was. The Newsnight thing is still one of my favourite things I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah.
If
people
didn't
see it.
You know what's crazy? When I do this stuff, I just do it. But then when I look back on it years or whatever, a while later, I'll try and imagine how it looked to everyone else. And I'm glad I did it as well.
Definitely, I'd vote for you.
So you were on with Jeremy Paxman, weren't you?
Yeah.
Let's try and find the clip.
Oh, it's so good.
It is good.
Oh, why don't you run for office? See, that's a very good idea. I might have to do that one day still. Dizzy Rascal for Prime Minister, yeah?
So the campaign to be the Prime Minister didn't really take off, did it?
I didn't really endorse it. I was happy that people felt that way, but it's hard enough pleasing people musically, let alone
politically.
And yeah, messing with people's lives.
You've got a lot on. Do you know what I mean?
You know,
you haven't got time.
I'm busy and stuff. You
know. Right, let's play Going Crazy by Dizzy Rascal, Robbie Williams. And thanks, Dizzy. Always good to see you.
You too, bro. Thank you very much, man.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
One thing I've noticed with you, and you do this quite a lot, is you like trail a lot. Do you know what I mean by this? Like
on radio?
You'll trail forward to something.
On the radio?
On the radio and in real life as well.
Someone has mentioned this to me before.
You've got a real problem with it. Like what you'll do is you'll send me a text and you'll say in that text, you know, just been so-and-so, I've got this amazing story for you. I'll tell you about it later. It's like, well, tell me then or tell me now.
See, when people do that to me, I can't stand it. It's like, well, tell me what it is. I'll tell you later. No, tell me right now. But I've noticed, and other people have said it to me, like if I'm in the pub, I'll be like, anyway, so I've got this story you will not believe about somebody. More on this in a moment.
Yeah,
and then I'll just go off.
I mean, it's so frustrating. You're one of those people. The reason...
Do you think it's because I've been on radio for such a long time that it just comes naturally to me to trail things?
It's like you have to advertise the fact that you're about to talk about something. It's really weird.
I actually do that a lot, I know.
Right. And the reason I bring this up is because one of my mates is doing exactly the same with me. And basically,
so annoying.
A few of the boys... went to Vegas recently, okay?
Oof.
And they left, so I sent this message saying, look, have a great time, can't wait to hear about it. Now, they got back yesterday.
How long were they there for?
There was three of them. Should I say their name? Cantonar, Banksy and Chazza.
Right.
So they've gone to Vegas, right? So pictures are starting to emerge on Facebook from their
trip.
Oh,
it takes a while, doesn't it? But here they are.
And I'm fascinated because I want to know what's gone on there.
So what's he said to you so far, one of your mates?
And then this is it. So I put a message. As soon as I saw he was back on Facebook, I put, so how was it? Give me some headlines. And he's only just got back to me, right? He's put, it was first class, mate. Everything I expected and more. We all lost money in Vegas, used the English accent to our advantage, and enjoyed all the usual banter. Most of the tales are good. I will reveal all over a pint. It's like, no.
That's so annoying.
I need to know now.
Right now. You're in Vegas and there's three of your best mates there. Tell me immediately.
It can only be good though, can't it?
No. What are the pictures? Can you tell me?
I'll explain, in a bit.
You just done it. More on this in a minute. We've got Joe, who's revising for tomorrow's A-level physics, going, my mum does that. She'll start a sentence, then walk off halfway through, leaving me somewhat angered. Just tell me the story. But does she trail like I do? Because I've been on the radio for ages.
You do.
And that's coming next.
You have these proper like radio habits.
Yeah.
You do. You do all the different things in a pub. Time checks.
I do not do time checks in
the
pub.
You're like, it's
8:22.
8:22. Shall we have another pint? It's like that.
And I don't know.
Or you'll go.
Here's the travel.
Let's have a look at the weather.
I don't.
You do.
Coming up to the big hour of four, I've got to leave at five. That gives me 1 hour of power.
Still to come.
I don't do any of those, but I do trail forward a lot. No, James in Southampton, I do not say that in the pub. Whilst waiting for a mate to turn up. Coming up later on, we'll be joined by John.
You do.
I don't know.
You do, though.
I don't know.
You do, though.
Chris is coming up later. About five. Now it's 4:20. That was Knife Party and EDM Death Machine. Hey, do you know what I'm after? I'm after your Dear Scott emails. Because the Posh Radio 4 lady needs some of your emails to take with her. She prints them out and takes them to her summer residence in Lake Como.
In where?
Lake Como, which is in Italy. That's where her summer residence is. Big mansion. And she reads them, well, the pool boy, Raul, reads them out to her.
Oh, Raul.
And it's almost to that time of year. So if you could send in some emails to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It can be about absolutely anything. It can be a question about this show. It can be something that your mates or you have experienced, maybe on holiday, something you found on the internet that you want us to know about and share. It's just a chance for us to have a little forum with you and you to have your say on this show. So email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get them in quick, because the Posh Radio 4 lady, as I said, in a couple of weeks, is off to Lake Como and she needs some reading material. scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Send in your Dear Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And here's Sarah Cox to play Real or No Real, like Hi. We do on a Wednesday. Hi.
I've got to do better. It was terrible last week, wasn't it? Because yeah. It was Rock Week. I wasn't good with my Rock Real or No Real.
Well, I mean, none of us enjoy Rock Week in here, no. Did we? Let's be honest.
We towed the line. I think we did. Wave your arms at that car. It's fine. She's trying to do a breaststroke. She's like, no.
I think it was the best week since Bass Week.
Bass Week also, no, I was more of a fan of that.
Were you?
Yeah.
I like Bass Week.
What did you?
I remember it. Right here. What was that moment? Okay. Although we ought to point out at this point that the point of Radio 1 is that we play a lot of different types of music.
I like these weeks. I like these themed weeks. It's quite fun. It's like being back at Freshers.
We had Frank Turner in, that were dead good.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now it's time for Real or No Real with Sarah Cox. A selection of facts, some of them made up by one of our crazy producers, and some are actually real facts that you can astound your friends with at a later date. What about this?
The side part of the word sideburn doesn't refer to the side of the face. Sideburns are in fact named after a US Army general called Ambrose Burnside, who had a particularly impressive pair.
Mm, nice
Why
pair.
Aren't they called Burnsides then instead of sideburns?
Well, they've just swapped it around, haven't they?
Yeah. I mean, it does. They do look... I always thought sideburn was because it looks a bit like sort of like a trial bike has pulled like a skiddy wheelie on the side of your face and like left a burn mark. Is yes. that what everybody thinks?
No.
Yeah. Actually, no.
I'm really...
I was about to say then, what do you reckon the burn refers to?
Yeah, it refers to like a hot wheel being spinned on your face.
Right.
I'm still, after all these years, fascinated by how your mind works. Like, how have you ever thought of that, about sideburns?
They're like starting off...
Doing wheelies on your face.
Someone doing wheelies on your face.
So are sideburns named after Mr. Burnside?
Oh. I'm tempted to. Ambrose Burnside. He sounds quite a character, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm going to say real, actually.
That one's real.
Wow.
Wicked. Ambrose would have been a good name to make up, actually. That would have been impressive.
You know Icona Pop? This is their current smash. I love it.
In their native Sweden, Icona Pop's accents are considered to be posh.
Ah. What do you mean? Kind of. So they're Swedish and they've got posh Swedish accents?
Yes.
I think that's what this is suggesting.
I see, I...
No, I know. I know, I sounded daft then, like, hang on a minute. But it just seems like a weird... Because we don't know, do we? Because
no.
I wouldn't know if, like, hoody-goody-hoody-hoody-hoody was posh, or yes. whether hoody-hoody-goody-hoody...
Exactly, because I went to Sweden recently. Yeah. I couldn't tell the difference between a posh Swedish and a non-posh Swedish.
But Icona Pop being quite posh, I don't know, because this song is really successful. I imagine it was really successful in Sweden. I think if they were really posh, it wouldn't be so successful. So I don't think
Why?
These...
Because people like posh these days. I mean, Bastille are quite posh. Don Brokaw were in the other day. Bit posh.
Are
really
posh?
Nice, but a bit posh.
Really?
Yes.
I'll stick my neck out here and say that most British bands, current British bands, are quite posh.
Is Ed Sheeran a bit posh?
Yeah.
He speaks and dead nice.
Ellie Goulding, posh.
Apart from Professor Green.
No, but he does
but in
do,
a good way.
He does do posh things
he does
now.
Posh. Yeah, she's nice. Have you met her?
No, I meant like, you know,
oh, right.
cheese and wine parties.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
You often see him talking about walking the dog in the forest.
Yeah. I love when he tweets about, you're right, cheese and wine parties
yeah.
and things
does
like
really?
That.
Does he really? Green does.
Pheasant shooting, that kind of thing.
Just been for a day at the spa, very relaxing.
I don't think he has been pheasant shooting, I must point out.
We love him, though.
Yeah, we love him, a fish.
Icona Pop posh. Real or no real?
Well, I'm going back on this one then. I'm going to say they're popular because they're posh, so I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
And here is your next real or no real.
In Venezuela, a new mobile phone app has been released to help people find stocks of toilet paper after the whole country ran out.
In where?
Venezuela.
How can that happen?
So there's an app for that.
Yeah, so you can find some. It's like your nearest toilet paper is here.
No. No, because surely if it's in that... Like, if toilet paper is that scarce, by the time someone had uploaded its location to an app, it would have gone. Do you know what I mean?
There'll be people dashing there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doing that run.
Yeah.
With you. Just, yeah. Well, that run where you yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Your legs just part at the knees, but above that, it's all clenched. Maybe. I don't know. Venezuela's quite a leafy country. I imagine they'd be able to sort of use
a leaf.
The natural forestation around them. We've
all done
it. I would. Mm. Yeah.
I've often used a leaf.
Up on the moors.
I don't believe that there is an app for this. I'm going to say no real.
No real for the Loo Roll app. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes! Imagine the whole country running out of toilet paper.
Wow.
Awful. Have you used a leaf?
Do you think there's like black market toilet paper?
Yeah.
Where people like dealers, where it's like, I've got a bit of three ply, yeah. Two ply recycled.
Get yourself around here, I've got a Andrex.
Cushioned. It's cushioned.
Under the counter.
Quilted. What does that mean?
It's quilty, isn't it?
What does that mean?
I think it's a waste. You've got to go recycle.
Is your loo roll black?
No, what, like Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
No.
Mine's gold.
Of course it is.
Like Nicki Minaj.
What, real gold?
Mm.
Wow.
No, just gold coloured.
Oh, right,
gold leaf.
Okay.
Just creates the right impression when people come round.
Not like a gold bullion. Like reusable.
Am I the only person that's used a leaf?
No, I think I've definitely used a leaf whilst camping and stuff.
I was in Africa on the desert trek, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's more. Yeah, that's allowed.
I mean, Lorraine Kelly used one as well, just saying. And next.
Tom O'Dell's unusual hairstyle came about after the star lost a large lock of hair at the back of his neck in a gardening accident and had to ask his barber to work around it.
He does look like a gardener, though, doesn't he?
I can imagine him with some saccateurs knocking on the front door. Yeah,
once again, as we were saying, Tom O'Dell. Posh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like double posh.
Yeah.
Dead nice. I mean,
really
any posh
nice.
People listening, don't be offended by this. It's not a compliment
it's
nor
a good
an
thing.
Insult. I mean, it's just
an observation.
Yeah, that's what it's called, but it's not a compliment or an insult. It's an observation. Good grasp of English language.
Yeah.
So, back to the real or not real.
Mm.
So he's there. Let's picture the scene. He's at the rhododendrons. Maybe his friend, who's probably double-barreled, is lurking behind him.
And his name is
Proudlock. Is my favourite name on Made
yeah,
in Chelsea.
Yeah, Tarquin Proudlock Smythe is behind him with the saccateurs. And lunges for a droopy bloom. Next thing you know, Adele scalped down the local barb. He's probably got his own barber, hasn't he?
Of course.
His masseuse gives the barber a lift up to his palatial mansion and works around the, the gardening accident.
Poor Tom O'Dell, if this is true.
I hope he's all right.
That's
what Another Love is about.
Yeah.
His anger at the gardening.
But that hair... Is it due to a gardening accident?
I think it's a no real.
I'm going to say real.
Why?
That one is no real.
Oh, rubbish.
Chris, I had that. And at the end of that, real or no real?
I only scored 10. Sarah scored 30.
Scarer.
Freudian
slip. She's back.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
See you next week. Tomorrow, we're back from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Kristen Wiig is our special guest off of Bridesmaids. And we'll have some innuendo bingo 145.